Hi, everybody. Well, it's a nice Friday night. Station 2. The date today is the 8th month, August 14th, 2015. So we'll do a date clearing here. So here we go. Clearing the 14th of August. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, here we go. Let's clear away situations that you may have had in your life. If you had something going on where maybe you had a, maybe an accident, have something where you could use some braces. So we're going to put on energetic braces on people. Maybe somehow your back is kind of hurting, or you're slouching, or not knowing what's happening. Kept in one of those holes in the ground that you don't really physically see, but you trip because you put one down further than it should have. The timeline wasn't created yet. In front of you, the hologram, and you fell over, and now you're kind of limping. That happens. So we're going to put braces on everybody. So we'll put them onto your hips here. And I'll count to 5 to do that. We'll do it quick here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now I'll do your shoulders going down to the ground. Stabilize you better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And put one on your head and neck. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. This only is going to work live right now on our live program. If you're on an archive, this will not work for you. Oh, here we go, everybody. Let's clear away your situation that you're dealing with, if you have one. Listen it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, you got notified that there's some kind of emails going out from somebody in a different, maybe Asian country or something. I don't know what the last part was, but it's Creation Lightship at, and it was something like a Taiwan or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but ours is .com. So anyway, I guess they're hijacking websites or something. But anyway, clearing for oxygen in case you're having troubles breathing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's bring in the light beams now. Have them up on your monitor screen or screens, and I'll increase the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. It's a nice paranormal night. Here, I'm sure she is. Ready for paranormal.
Yes, I am, Ron. Welcome, everyone. As I always say, everything we talk about on this show is kind of paranormal. But we can, if you have anything like weird happening and you don't understand it, this is the night to write in. So there is a link on the BBS radio page, if you're online, that says Fast Chat, and you can click on that and send a message that I will receive during the show tonight. You can also send a question about anything or a testimonial about anything to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's CLS, short for Creation Lightship. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you're new to the show, please check that out after the show. There's a lot of more information on there and a lot of free healings and videos, and it's a wonderful website. And Ron, thank you so much for all of those clearings. When you did the braces, wow, that just felt so powerful. And I usually check with you, I will anyway, are we in the now? But I can't imagine anyone listening who experienced that healing isn't in the now, because it felt very peaceful.
Yes, you're all in the now, everybody.
Great. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to comment and ask other people who were on your call yesterday, Thursday is the clone removal call that you do at 5:30, and you made us all human, and it was very powerful, Ron, and a lot of the people on the call did comment about how wonderful and powerful that was, so we all thank you for doing that for us. And if anybody, you know, who either didn't comment yet or whatever had an experience yesterday, we would love to hear from you. And I can say I looked in the mirror and I really looked different, and I still did this morning. I was very happy. So thank you, Ron. I'm sure, you know, that it's permanent. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm now, you know, a little younger than I was yesterday. So thank you for that. And thank you for clearing the date. I think we still need to activate the light beings.
Yes, that's correct. Well, let's see. Yeah. So here we go, activating the light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yep, you're right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and stronger, 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 and stronger.
Now, can we still put up the 3 pictures, Ron?
Yeah, you can have 3 or more if you like, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
We have
okay. Do you still think we should be clicking on, when we do the healing, should we be clicking on male light beings?
Probably won't matter, but on the shows I bring in male energies.
Okay. A while back you said it for a while to do some male energies because things were kind of wonky and wacky around here.
It's okay now if you want to change light being to non-gender or female. Well, this morning I woke up and around to go, I don't know, probably around 6:30 or something like that. Then all of a sudden I got tired. Like, what's wrong with this here? You know, what's this picture? That's good. So I was looking, and it felt like I was seeing, I like looking at, the only I can describe it is like tinsel, okay? You know how you see that old tinsel on Christmas trees, the lead foil? Hitting myself here. You know, but anyway, and you look at it, and, you know, like there's a space between the tinsels on the tree, you know? But the space wasn't created yet or wasn't, it didn't have a way to connect. So if you look across the room, you see everything in the room, but you really can't walk there or get there because void. And it's hard to go through the voids. That makes sense to people. So that's what I'm trying to indicate. I felt that this morning. Something weird where nothing really connected. It changed about noon, I believe. About 6 hours there. That's what was there. The hologram probably was there, but it wasn't solidified. So all you saw was like this picture of something. And you know, on the other side of that picture is something that would be real. It would kind of be like, you know, real, not real, real, not real, real, not real. And it was just really strange. But you know, if you weren't really too in tune with what's happening, you'd probably just think it'd be normal. You just felt tired or something. So we'll see if anybody else has something weird like that. Oh, I just got tired and just kind of kicked back and something was going on. That was going on. And yeah, so... Anyway, who knows what they're doing as far as why voids were there, but it still had information there, but it wasn't really connected. Anyway, maybe the film splice didn't work or something too well. Quite a few that weren't working. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, yes, and I don't want to sort of change the subject of that, but if you get up in the morning... And I think this has happened to everyone. And you have a plan, and you have energy, and you're, you know, happy and ready to start your day or prepared, let's say. And then it just something shifts, like you're describing. And you have mentioned that before. I try now to catch myself and say, okay, something happening outside of me, you know, and how do I bring myself back? So what do you suggest we do, Ron, if something like that happens to us like did you this morning?
Well, you want to become real. So I do the Be Here Now clearing. That's real easy, you know. Or, you know, I now increase my life force energy. That could help you. or the Mind to Heart Drop. All those will help you get in touch with your true self, which has your spirit in it. So I could use the word true self that way. Otherwise, it's your clone self, a little tiny piece, and the sound of your spirit. So you want the whole enchilada. You want the real you to be here, not a grain of sand of you that's being stretched out, put into your body. So that's kind of what, it almost feels like we've done so much of the free clearings that we put up a while back, and people doing the clearings on timeline crashes, that the aliens may be sort of losing their grip on us somehow. That's sort of what it kind of feels like, but I don't know. It's still here, so I won't be satisfied until they're out of here. Because otherwise, they'll infect things. As I kind of scan, without, quoting me, I would say that we started this long haul here, putting the website up and stuff to now, was probably basically, I would say, it's over 10 years, I think. I would say that probably two-thirds of the aliens that were causing harm here are now gone. So that's what I would, that feels pretty correct to me. Maybe be a little bit higher, but it feels like I could say two-thirds to be on the safe side. Maybe they gave up and left. Maybe they got destroyed, terminated. Maybe the other aliens ate them. I don't know. But regardless, we have less here now than what we had quite a while ago. But the ones that are here are still active. So just because the other ones are gone doesn't mean that we're the home run and we're home free. That's not quite too true yet. So I'm trying to think here what else we could do here. I'll do a pain clearing for people. That could tie into braces here. So here we go. Have anything going on in your body? Oh, so pain clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if we have anything coming in and from else here to CLS questions. I don't know. Anything new come in or anybody comment on what happened or anything like that?
Yes, we have some wonderful testimonials and information to share tonight. Somebody wrote in last week who lives in Hawaii. It was last week or the week before, and some bad, I think a hurricane or something, was heading in their direction, and they did your free healings, and it was averted, like nothing even happened. I think she said only thing that happened is the waves are high for the surfers, and they're happy. So she wrote in again to say what success we are getting from the Creation Lightship clearings. The light beings have averted yet another hurricane that was heading straight for Hawaii. Some winds came from the south and just blew it apart. We are so blessed. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful.
Yes. And I know what I wanted to ask you, Ron, because you were saying that you're noticing things that indicate the aliens may have less of a hold. And most of the healings that we do are personal, like they're to clear our bodies and our 108 energetic bodies, etc. But many of them, especially some of the free ones you've given, are a little more planetary, like the black mist, which is in the sky, and the earth protection. And I do feel that the people doing it, even though we don't have thousands and thousands of people, unfortunately, listening to our shows, but I do believe that that is helping. Do you see that, Ron?
Yes, it is, yes. I would say that you're clearing it also out of a timeline. So that's what you're actually doing when you do one of those clearings. and you put it up like a hurricane coming or a bad storm or rain or whatever, as you put that up, it's being that stuff's being taken away from your timeline that you are living on. So that's what you know, you're actually doing, even though it may not say a timeline crash on it. Remember that you're living in time. That should be a no-brainer for all of you, as you probably have a clock in your car, you know, and one you wake up with, and a couple on the walls of your house or whatever. So, you know, you live in time. And so that time brings forth the alien events because they're sequencing their events and their film footage, their movie sets, you know, everything that they're doing is in time. And they know all about the past history of time. They even know about the future history. Maybe they're seeing things leaving here. They don't like it because they're viewing the future, and they lost their futures. They may want to come in and do extra stuff to us. But if you ever seen or sensed that the energy around you is changing and that nothing looks solid or solidified yet, that's because the timelines are getting you know, messed up by people doing clearings, including, you know, yourself. I always tell by looking at the clouds. So if you look up in the clouds and you see like broken like safety glass pieces, or kind of like if you were looking maybe like down on Alaska from an aerial view and you're seeing the floating ice on the water and it's not all connected but it's all broken apart, that's sort of how the clouds will look for you. If you see that, hooray, you got rid of some stuff. Oh, I guess back to you.
And I have seen that, Ron. And I feel like the black mist is a very powerful clearing, that new one that you gave us, where we put in our name and our where we are. So there's little cleared pinpricks all around the planet. Okay, so somebody wrote in about the aliens, specifically about the clones. It's kind of long. It's a really really good, really interesting email. Let me read some parts of it. Being that I and others have a unique spiritual blueprint and we are not part of the collective consciousness, how dare the dark side replicate me on some timelines and steal my unique individuality? As I keep doing the CLS clearings and eating whole foods, I found out that when you get cloned out, you are no longer a unique and special creation of source energy. The dark side is humiliating us and must be terminated. When there is excess supply, the demand decreases, so when you are cloned out many times, your value as a unique spiritual being decreases. So the dark side is running a game that I have termed spiritual communism. Every chance I get, I am terminating aliens who take away my free will and free choice to be a unique being. Thank you, Ron, for doing your part in this termination process. So I never really thought about it that way. That was very interesting. And we, in a way, when we do all your clearings, Ron, especially the alien attack clearing, we are helping you terminate aliens, aren't we?
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And even the Earth Protect and the gray skies, that's, you know, pretty much what that says. So this person is understandably, you know, not happy about the cloning and the alien interference, but, you know, you have at least shown us how to have some help with that and get out of it. Okay. We have a really... Okay, someone wrote in, Ron, please repeat what Ron said about this morning. I could not understand it. I did feel this morning like I walked into a wall of energy and then went on with my day. So I guess this person's saying they are with you. They felt that something was weird this morning. So I don't know what if you have anything else you can say about that, Ron.
It's like been there, done that. But the energy was kind of like normally when you look at something across the room, you see everything that's there, right, in the room as you're scanning across the room to look at something maybe 20 feet away. So what the way I could describe it again is that, let's just say every 2 feet, if there was something there at a 2 foot marker, what would it say every foot? Well, every foot at a 1 foot marker, there was places where that 1 foot area, which would have film footage, it wasn't there. And it may have been maybe just a makeshift type of mannequin or film footage or something there, but it wasn't real. So you look at it, it doesn't feel right. And then eventually it all got put back together again. But it was like trying to make a puzzle, and you knew what the puzzle looked like, when it was completed. It was on the box, if you bought the puzzle, you saw what it looked like. But when you're making it now, the whole roll of those little pieces weren't there. So now you got to try to figure out, how or what is going to be in that place. But you know what it looked like, but they're missing. So, let's say, like maybe every foot, every other foot or so, that film footage of making it real wasn't there. But there was something there to make it look like it was still there, but it wasn't. So, it was very weird.
Back very interesting. Okay, thank you, Ron. Yeah, someone wrote in, "Hi, Ron, we have an open plan home. Our kitchen does not even have a door on it. We were watching a movie, and the light was on in the kitchen. We got up to get something from there and saw that the kitchen wasn't put back together yet. Everything slipped back into place. I think the aliens were behind on getting things in order for us to see."
Yeah, that would make sense. Very good. Remember, the holograms are not always put together properly, too. So, if you get into your car someday, driving to work, and your car doesn't feel quite right, but you're in it and you're driving it, maybe the seat's uncomfortable or something goofy with it, and you complain about it, then the aliens will very possibly, maybe if you have that 10-minute interval, right, and you're already replaced and put back in again, and then they go, "Oh, man, we made a mistake on this car because we copied the last clone, manufacturing of the car and the hologram, and we got to go back now and get the data maybe an hour ago so that we can get the proper car for this person to ride in." So that's one way to look at it. Another thing is that I think the clones now are still trying to connect more data. They don't have enough information. So they may cause, argumentative a little bit or asking additional questions because they're striving to fit in. As you start thinking about something or talking about something they need to fill in the gaps, manifest something because they think that you need it. But they made a mistake. Okay, let's just say that you're looking for. Where I am, they have water rationing. So normally, and I don't think about it at all, because I don't want to put any energy away for water rationing. My own comments on it because they're stealing the water from, just say, Northern California, and they're giving it to the corporate farmers. That, remember, farming used to be mom and pops. Now it's all like gigantic orchards everything looks the same. Oh, you blink your eye if you're driving, and, you know, you blink your eyes for maybe, close them for 15 seconds, and you opened your eyes. It looks like you just came upon the same bad-looking tree you saw before. And then, you know, you have all the wine vineyards. So they're, to me, they're just taking all that, the water from Northern California, and they're giving it to the corporate farmers who are not on rations. So I'm supporting alcoholics who drink wine out of this country. They want us not to have water. That's my own comment here. But let's just say that, you know, I'm looking at people's yards because they have some kind of rule where you can't water only in the evenings, okay? So if I had the mindset of, what if I want to see a lot of people's grass that was brown because they're not watering, then I would probably see that because the aliens would say, oh, we forgot about bringing that in. Now we're going to make what you're talking about real because we forgot something, okay? And then I'm sure it would be true the other way if you said, gee, all the grass is green on everybody's property and stuff. Then you'd probably see all the green grass, because if there was grass that wasn't green, then they'd say, oh, we made a mistake here. We got to bring in green grass because, a human knows what way it's supposed to be here. The clones don't. You need to help the clones out to get educated. So if you notice that yourself, as you maybe complained about something, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, had a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you got all these clones coming to you to validate what you're doing or talking about, then you're going to realize that, yeah, they need to have more input. So I think they're looking for more data. They're seeking data because they don't know what they're missing. So back to you, Ann.
Well, what you described is reminding me a lot of law of attraction, which you have said in the past is very real. But you just want to, you know, it's mind energy, and you want to be careful what you think about and get and what you might think you want, et cetera. So that's so interesting, Ron. And if you're walking around your neighborhood, let's say, and you say, oh, I love all these green, lush lawns, you're more likely to be seeing green, lush lawns. And
yes,
not expect
correct.
To or talk about, oh, I'm seeing burnt, dry, brown lawns.
Yep. I'll switch gears here. Had a couple of calls with the person that lives in the Caribbean, okay? And doing a clearing for pain energy. And found out that the person had an operation sometime in April. Still have pain. But then finding out more information, found out that the person had pain and went to the doctor, and they thought they'd do an exploratory investigation to see if they could figure out where the pain was coming from, and naturally nothing showed up as they looked around inside, I guess. So I'm doing this clearing, and I go, man, you know, I'm only getting like 10% of the energy going in. I first did entities, what I'd normally do, and from there it would be pain. So I'm thinking maybe the person has, since they live in the Caribbean, maybe there's something going on there with psychic attacks, so somebody shaking, a chicken or something or whatever, you know, doing some type of first work. Well, today I worked on it. The person called and said they felt better and pain came back. Working on them, I said, you know, it feels like this is like a money issue. Did you lend money or borrow money either way from somebody? The person said, yeah, they lent some money out, and then they talked to the person about like maybe getting paid for what they gave them or something, and then they got attacked. So, I don't know what the amount of money was, but basically the person was probably trying to take them out. They wouldn't have to pay him any money. That's how strong this stuff can be. I thought I'd bring that up in case your life is going to hell in a handbasket. You don't know why or anything, but you know that somebody didn't like you and it could be, you know, quite a while ago, maybe years, and maybe they're doing a copy and paste on you or something, but you could have somebody tapping into your energy field that you know nothing about, and they're causing you these problems. Well, I'll do a clearing for that. So if anybody feels like, you know, something like that's happening to them, here we go. So this will be a sample of the curse of sex and spell clearing. I want you to think of a situation that you just can't resolve. It comes upon you every month or so, you know, every few months or whatever. It could even be, you know, biweekly or whatever. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So here we go. One, and this will not work on the archives. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So we'll see how that feels. And what I think is happening with the clones, because we have humans, the few humans versus all these clones, okay? And I think the clones want to have equality. They don't want to have too much data, and they don't want to be outsmarted. They don't want somebody to stand out. So the humans would be the ones that would be like the school teachers, and the clones really don't want the school teachers to be around because they really don't want to learn more. They just want to be able to exist. That's probably what's happening now, that the equality, maybe the clones would like to have everything, you know, the same pay scale, which wouldn't be too bad. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing that for everybody. It's everybody to be treated equally. But I don't think they want to have things where somebody can excel, because then they have to figure out that program on how they can excel, okay? That's what I think is happening now worldwide, is that we're having this kind of turmoil and stuff going on where clones, oh, maybe they're lazy, or maybe they don't have a big enough data bank. Maybe they got a little hard drive, and they're just really afraid because the humans are so much smarter than the clones are. So just an idea out there. You might check it out yourself as you go out and look at people. Remember, when you go outside or you go somewhere, go to the grocery store or whatever, just know that if you see a human in that store, you're going to be probably utterly surprised, okay? Just know that you're walking with zombies, clones, whatever word you want to use there, artificial intelligent robots, you know, that's who's there, okay? So just know that that's what you're involving yourself with as you go to these places, that these things are there, and you may not want to speak out too much because they might get jealous of you. I like what you're doing. They got to learn it. They don't want to learn it. Maybe they go, oh, man, I only got so much RAM, so much hard drive space, and I just can't take any more on. Just want to do my job and go home, vegetate, or watch TV or something. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. I know this morning there were several people sitting at a coffee shop with pets, and they're all like calm and well-behaved. And I don't know, some of the people seem pretty present, you know, and maybe it's the pets more, I don't know. But then this woman came by, and she had a large dog and a small dog. She was, like, ignoring them, and they were bothering and barking really loud at every person with the dog. And she just, like, stopped, almost like she stopped to let my dogs annoy this person. And then she'd go to the next table and stop again, and I'll let my dogs annoy these people and their dogs. And then somebody had to stand up to pull their own dog back, and this girl just picked up her phone, looked right at them, but just picked up her phone and started talking on her phone. Now, that was certainly a clone. And those poor animals.
What if everybody out there, like nurses, or people that maybe work in a hospital, probably be a nurse, but basically, if they've seen any of the newborns, how they look. They look different, and how the parents relate to them. Curious, you know, just to see what's there. Anyway, we'll see if anybody out there listening.
All right. Well, somebody just wrote in, yes, I am definitely having those problems with clones. And somebody else wanted to know, can the government attack us or attack someone if we owe them money?
I can't, I don't know. Really don't know. That would do any good, you know. I don't know.
Right. Well, before I found Creation Lightship Healings, a person who did, you know, her own kind of clearings did something around a governmental situation. It was actually business-related, not what this person means. And she said to her, their energy was just like cockroaches. She was a seer.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so who knows what's, you know, going on with different people. Okay, we have a question, Ron, about, well, for you. Ron, could the lightship be waiting for your experiment with the light work to complete before the ascension process?
I can't say... yes or no to that one. I don't know. Just don't know. What I would like to see personally is the Earth return back the way it was. Have all the humans on Earth enjoy beautiful Earth. That's why you came here, okay? You came here because you probably visited once upon a time and you wanted to come back here or something. I don't know. But, you know, you came here because of what was here. So, you know, being a non-judgment and you being a non-judgment before you came here, you know, it's hard to figure out why you came here to begin with, you know. You came here regardless, so you're here. And, you know, we may be looking at a overlay of a cloned Earth each day we wake up. So I'm waiting to get rid of the overlays, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. You know, there's been times when I haven't seen hardly any stars in the sky. That was probably last year. You know, a clear night, a cold night, when normally you would have stars and you'd see maybe like 50 of them. And I remember, you know, other years, you see lots of them there. You it's up and they're everywhere. So I don't know what to say. Like to see the planet the way it's supposed to be. Otherwise,
well,
why are we here, you know?
I remember a listener writing in a few months ago and... she said that she felt like she saw a brief glimpse of the Earth as a rainforest, or where she lived as a real rainforest. So maybe that's, as we're seeing things break down, as you were describing earlier, and the person catching, you know, the hologram not being in order in their kitchen, maybe, you know, that's the proof that you're lessening the alien control on us.
Yep.
That's how I'd like to see it.
Or you put something somewhere and you find it or see it, but it doesn't look the same, you know? There's something here, it had a lot of energy on it, we'll say, or whatever, and now it doesn't feel like, or maybe it's old. Let's just say that you poured yourself, I don't know, let's just say a carbonated drink of some sort, okay? Or seltzer water or whatever, right? So now it's bubbly water, and, you know, if you drink it, it's going to have bubbles in it. You're going to notice it, right? So you pour yourself this, and you go in the other room, and then you come back, and you pick up your glass that was there that you put down, drink it, and there's no more carbonation in it. And you go, wait, what's going on here, you know? How could it leave in 3 minutes, you know? Well, that's what kind of what they're doing. So that might kind of relate some people out there. Maybe have that experience, or, you know, maybe you went out to a restaurant, you know, and you bought your favorite meal, and, it, you know, you had a few bites, it tasted wonderful, like the best place, you know, to get food, we'll say. Out of your kitchen, but aside from that, this could happen in your kitchen too, and it's best. This is great. And your third bite, you go, "What in the hell am I eating? You know, what is this stuff?" And then you don't like it, and then all of a sudden it changes back again because you complain, like, "What is going on here?" You know, you're conscious. And the aliens go, "Oh man, we made a mistake. You know, we'll take that lettuce out the salad that's a week old and give them fresh lettuce now." I didn't think they knew the difference. A clone wouldn't, you know, but they must be human, so they know. So, you know, I'm sure that's happened to people out there where, you know, something was different. Or maybe you went to wax your car or something, and you got two-thirds of the way done, and it looks great, and then you blink your eye, and it looks like you didn't wax it. You go, what's going on here, you know? So, anyway, maybe waxing the car is out of date with the clear coats on them now. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. A question about the black mist clearing. Can we do that under other people's names of our friends who live in other areas in order to clean them off?
Boy. I would probably say no. Have them do it themselves.
Okay.
Because, you know... they may be clones and don't even care about it, okay? But why are you giving your personal wealth away, your wealth and your time away for somebody else, okay? Remember, you got to put you up at the front of the line. You're at the head, so, you know, why waste your time? You could be clearing something for yourself. And if they want to do it for themselves, then tell them about it. If they don't want to do it or don't understand or whatever, like the website or whatever is going on, well then, you know, why try to even help somebody who doesn't get it? Oh, whole thing boils down to, you know, what are you doing for yourself? Take that same amount of time, put a clearing up for yourself to help you out. And the flip side of that, if you did a clearing for somebody else and it was wonderful, the dark side would probably be somebody to come into their life and say, oh, we prayed to you. Man, I'm a Baptist and we did some prayer work because we know that you're having difficulties. And the person could say, oh, man, I better become a Baptist. Really shot them down. Back to you.
Okay. By the way, I just want to add, the only time I do clearings for people who don't do the clearings themselves is if they're coming into my environment in some way. So I think you can do clearings for other people, but in kind of a selfish way. And I know a lot of other listeners have written in that they do various things like the satellite timeline crash or whatever, or the be here now before people are coming over so that they're not as contaminated when they have to be with them.
Right. So if you are going to interact with the place, people, places, things, then yeah, you can do a clearing for that location or that person if you're going to be, you know, interfacing with them. But just to pick like your brother or sister, you know, who lives in Houston, Texas, and you think I better do it for them because they need this. Don't waste your time.
Right.
Tell them about the website. And, you know, don't give your good away because you're giving away your energy when you do a clearing for somebody else, as you could be doing it for you.
Right.
So don't waste your precious time.
Right, and the precious power and pages of your computer.
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Right.
If your computer won't like it.
Somebody wrote in, Ron, on the matrix failing, I keep finding things in places I did not leave them.
Yep. They're going through confusion. That's kind of what we're talking about, is the aliens are not getting the proper coordinates in the data as to what to do, you know, with the conscious person. Now, a clone isn't going to care, you know. So, but, you know, a conscious person, you know, like the people listening tonight will understand that, yeah, this is kind of strange, goofy, it doesn't seem right to me. And that's because, you know, the aliens, maybe they just are running out of data space. Maybe the timeline crashes has taken away all their data. We had a wonderful pool before, and now maybe as you people have helped yourself out, it's also helping the planet and everybody else on it when the timeline crashes. All of a sudden, you know, by helping yourself, you're helping other people on that same timeline. So maybe they're losing the data. You know, they go, oh, crap, you know, this person did 1,000 timeline crashes, or some type of self-esteem issue, and now we can't find it anymore because there's no thread to pull upon, because the self-esteem issue that we would have sold to other aliens or given out or whatever is no longer there. We cannot recreate it again because we need that information there. So, but they can only give you what they know about. Okay? So you have to divulge what you're dealing with. Don't divulge it and you get rid of it. Don't worry about it. That's what I say when you do your whole lifetime clearings. Once you do the whole clearing, then you're cleaned off. Now, if you want to bring up your past or somebody else does something like that, like at your family reunion or something, and they start talking about your past, well, that's going to activate stuff in you that you never thought of. Now it's real again. Now it has a life of its own. So they contaminated you. So that's the whole process. And the aliens, maybe they ran out of space. They go up, looking at you, they go, oh, this person's clean. How do we attach to them? Well, I don't see anything. You know, they're probably having a powwow up there thinking how they can hook you up, and they go, nothing's there. So maybe from there they'll leave you alone because they cannot get energy from you. That's the reason why you do the clearings. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a comment about your question, I guess, about the newborns in the hospital. And a listener, and I believe this is the same listener who mentioned that their daughter had a baby, so this is their granddaughter. So she said, I am laughing at the nurse's question, and the newborns did not know how to swaddle the baby in the receiving blankets. I had to show my daughter. They taught her a weird way to do it. Then I thought, maybe these alien babies do not like to be wrapped up in the blankets like that.
Ah, interesting.
Right. So who knows what's changed there, the procedures, or is it the babies themselves?
Are the original nurses that was there, if they were human, are they switched out for alien nurses looking the same, right? They brought in an alien clone nurse who knows how to take care of alien babies. Human nurse may just wonder, what's wrong with this kid here, you know? They don't know how to breastfeed or anything else, you know, I don't know. They look a little, you know, they're fine to me, but they don't, you know, nothing's upstairs yet, you know. Who knows, you know.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Okay, Ron, somebody wrote in a testimonial about the alien keyword intercept disconnection. The clearing alien keyword intercept disconnection has helped me more than anything. This is one of my most favorite clearings because it's done a lot for me. I just use the word intimidation and it clears it all out. So I was thinking that, we have a little more time, that's a good clearing to maybe talk a little bit about, Ron, to make sure people understand it. That's a great example there that this listener is doing. But can you just explain about alien keyword interception and what kinds of things we should be putting in there to clear it out?
Well, you want to put in words that you normally use all the time. Remember, it's a keyword. So what's the biggest keyword that you have? Well, it's probably, number one, your name. And then number two, what do you do when you, you know, if you pick a newspaper up, for instance, what do you look at first? Oh, I would think the front page. I could be wrong, but I would think the front page, the headlines. So all those headlines will have keywords in there to take you off into the beyondo. Okay? And so that will, you know, connect to you with events that's happening. And then make you maybe even search for more events. Let's just say hypothetically that tomorrow you wake up and you get your newspaper, and they say that there's a war in Europe, okay, someplace. Or just better yet, since we have mostly U.S. customers here listening, people, it says, you know, Texas is under siege by the whoever, right? And all of a sudden now you start thinking about Texas. Were you ever in Texas yourself? Maybe, maybe not. But you know where the state is, hopefully. And so now you're trying to figure out whereabouts it is. Now they hooked you up to Texas, to whatever timelines are in Texas, with the word Texas. And then from there, they can take you wherever they want to go to, because now you've taken your full attention, putting it on to, you know, an invasion in Texas. Doesn't matter what they say about it. Once you get hooked up, then they may want you, and they may program you with implants to look for more data about the invasion of Texas and what's going on there. And all of a sudden, you're now connected to that, and all you know about, your whole database is about the invasion of Texas. Nothing else matters to you. That's what they do with those keyword intercepts. So it's the way they hook you up. Through keywords, through words that you use all the time. I would assume if you're a religious person, you probably typically, like, you know, most motels, they always have a Bible there. So if you're a Bible person, you know, or a Christian, you're going to, you know, Bible would be a big word for you. Man, are they going to hook you up to that? That's everywhere. Or your astrology. That's in the newspaper. Or maybe you like sports, so you... Without the sport page, what are you reading? The first headlines, right away they got you. They find ways to, you know, connect you to their holograms, okay? Oh, and they're all timelines, feeling your energy. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. You know, you made me think of hand motions. I've been watching this show where the people are Catholic and they keep making the sign of the cross. It's showing that. And showing them, you know, lighting candles in the church, all those ritual kind of things. And probably all of that needs to be cleared as well. Would the keyword intercept help with things like that?
Well, the media clearing probably would. The keyword would be if you have a word there. Maybe candles, if you are seeing that, and candles seem to come out, or they repeat it a bunch of times. Normally to program you, I think they may say something, you know, half a dozen times or something in a row. I don't know. But, you know, you may want to look at that. What scenes are they showing you, you know, when you start watching something? So how are they hooking you up? What's their hook of the program? You know, that's the way they connect you. So whatever you find that's kind of reoccurring, you know, in your life over and over again, that could be what it is. I guess one of the words that's always used in text is the word the, right? That's used quite a bit. Well, you may want to look up those words. I don't know if you could find words that are commonly used, maybe the most common, you know, 50 words, if that's on the Internet. And, man, you know, you want to maybe even timeline crash those words. I'm sure death is one that they use a lot, you know, especially around hospitals. So, you know, you're looking at words that connect you to their agenda. Doesn't mean you're going to die because you have the word death. It means that, which you could, death is a different energy, you know, like having the skull and crossbones on you or something, you know. Right away, you're bringing death to you. It's like wearing those little cancer ribbons, you know, a little thing that people have. And I look at that, I go,
advertising.
I go, why do you want to have cancer? And they go, huh? And I said, well, you're wearing something that indicates that people, you know, have problems with cancer. You know, why are you identifying yourself with that? They went over their head completely, you know. So, but anyway, if you're wearing one of those yourself listening, you get rid of it. You're tied into the cancer timeline, waiting to pluck you, bury you, or whatever. You're choosing with your free will to have that thing on you, or on your bumper sticker or something, you know? Anyway, I guess our show's getting close to the end here. Got a few minutes, I guess, to go.
Let's maybe do some. We do have another testimonial, but we can do that. Well, let me see. We actually have a few more minutes, Ron. Can I give you one more testimonial? It's a really good one.
Sure, go ahead, yeah.
Or do you want to do some samples?
No, how about some testimonials?
Okay. So this person just wrote in a really great long comment. Thank you so much. The other night I did the alien holographic reality clearing, and in each box I wrote something after my name that I wanted removed. They also did it for their mother and their children, and each one had their own window. And I don't want to read the words that they did, but it was things obviously that they were aware of or that were issues in their lives, some big things, countrywide and that sort of thing, issues. Then the next day, when I was taking a shower, both my son and my mother heard voices in their heads. My son heard somebody calling his name. My mother heard a background noise that was maybe a plane or a spaceship above the house. Then they came upstairs and asked, was I calling them? They thought something had happened to me and I was calling their name. Also, one of the holograms had chemtrails, and then the next day when I woke up, the sky was totally blue, no clouds. It lasted the whole day, and I think I stepped on somebody's toes with what I requested on my list. They didn't like what I had done.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, yep. The healings are so powerful, Ron.
I'll do a clearing here of something. What should I clear? Maybe anxiety. Maybe some of you out there are on anxiety now, realizing that. Living with clones.
Good but idea.
I think the worst thing would be if you're, in the dating age, we'll say, and with the person for a while, and all of a sudden, hearing this clone thing, and each time you hear it, your body jerks or something, and now you're wondering, I wonder if that person I'm going to be marrying is a clone, and now you're looking at them, and you're realizing that, yeah, they do act a little different, you know. I don't know why, you know, they don't get what I'm talking about half the time. They used to be really nice, and now they're not, or something, you know. Oh. Very interesting. So here we go. Let's just do an anxiety clearing for people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I wonder if anybody was brave enough. You might try this, you know. You go into the store and the clone asks you, how are you today? And you tell them, you know, that, oh, my dog died. Just see what they say or something, you know? See if they can relate to a dog. I don't know. Might not be, you know, that's probably the most drastic thing that most people, you know, would relate to, a dog or cat or something. Oh, just to see as a joke how they would react to you. That'd be kind of neat homework or something similar. Maybe you might have an issue with that. If you do have an issue, because your dog did die, then you want to do a clearing on it. Okay? You could be at peace. So it'd be interesting to see how clones react to a situation. Or you try something new, you know? Maybe you create something new out of nothing, you know? And maybe you go, like, into, the coffee store, you know, whatever. And you say, I want to have one of those special swirls like this, that, and the other, you know? And the person looks at you, doesn't know what it is. Now they're really terrified because they never got trained for that, you know? That's just what the reaction is for whatever, you know? If you could guide them through to make something special for you that you haven't had for a long time, if they can do it. I don't know. Just I don't know. Maybe you don't want to play around with clones. Just want to get your item and leave. But anyway, it'd be interesting. I know there's people out there who do like to kind of, I have heard this, they want to kind of like antagonize the clones a little bit. They shouldn't be here, right? Well, anyway, getting in judgment here. So let's do a mind to heart drop, everybody. So
can
here
I just
we go.
Say one thing first, Ron? I want to remind everybody tomorrow night is Saturday night on the Lightship, so it's BBS Radio Station 2 again at 7 p.m. again, Pacific time. So please join us tomorrow night if you can live.
Okay, yes, and we got our 8-hour Sunday call, getting rid of alien critters that's living inside of you. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, pop them into your heart, and at peace. 15 seconds, and you're in peace. Here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping these thoughts down to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, there we go. Well, thank you, everybody. Hopefully you had a good evening here. And, you know, watch out for those holograms that maybe aren't solidified yet, possibly. Awareness out there. And just see if you have experienced what I'm talking about tonight. I don't know, maybe they're going to be doing more of these here. At least you're going to know to be careful. And if you do see something, be very careful not to put your foot there, because I have had people say that they actually, their foot would drop down about a foot and they'd fall over, because they would drop into a hole. It would look like real ground in front of them, but sure enough, there was a hole there. It wasn't solidified yet. And people would trip and hurt themselves. So I have heard that before, so be careful. So back to you, Ann. You can close the program.
Okay, well, I think that's all. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Ron. And we'll see you all tomorrow night. Bye.